Hello?
Yes. Hi, this is Jacqueline calling from Nation Safe Drivers, or the emergency roadside.
Yeah.
So we had an issue with the service provider we had dispatched earlier. They don't have the person that picks up on the highways. So I found another service provider for you. Unfortunately, this ETA is a little bit longer. It's about 4 hours.
It doesn't matter. I just need the car. So I can wait 4 hours patiently as long as they're saying that they're going to be able to bring it to me.
Okay. Did you leave the keys with the vehicle?
No, I did not. I left the car unlocked, though.
Okay. Is there any way to get the keys to the vehicle?
No. I took an Uber back. I wasn't told to leave the keys there. They can unlock the door. The door is unlocked. They can get inside the car.
Yeah, but typically you need the keys to put it into neutral.
I had no idea. Is there another alternative?
I had this one service provider, but he said the keys had to be with the vehicle in order for it to be left unattended.
That doesn't make sense to leave a keys with a car that's unattended. If something happens to that car, that insurance company will never repay me because the keys were left with the vehicle.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but they can't shift it into neutral if the keys aren't with the vehicle.
Okay, is there someone else that we can go through or something?
I can try. Like, I've called about 5 or 6 people.
Because I took an Uber all the way back, and it cost a lot of money, and I live very far away.
I totally understand. Right now, we're looking at service providers that are about 30 miles away. And typically, service providers, if the car's unattended, require the keys to be with the vehicle.
I had no idea. I've never heard of that. Never heard of that. Okay, so are you saying there's nothing you can do?
I can see if they'll accept it without the keys, but the one I just called said the keys had to be with the vehicle.
Okay,
and it
can
is
you
a
make
week
some type of exception? Like, can you, what do they, I don't know. Can you get a tow truck where they just hook it and drag it along or something?
It has to be in neutral in order to do that.
I think we're on two different pages. You're talking about the bed tow truck.
No, it has to go into neutral if it's on a wheel lift.
Okay, that's kind of information you tell a person, you know, beforehand. Like, I was in a real bad situation on the side of the road. I caught an Uber. It's no way I could catch an Uber back.
Yes. So the vehicle that was requested was a flatbed, so it would still need to go.
Requested.
That's why I'm telling you, it's going to be on a flatbed. But the issue is they still need to shift it into neutral in order to get it onto the flatbed. If they just drag it up, it could potentially damage your rims or your tires or anything.
Okay, I'll take that risk. I'll take that risk.
Okay. I just have to call him back and get a, see if he can put the equipment on there. I have to get the price of the equipment.
Okay. Thank you. Just give me a call back. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be nasty with you. I'm just very frustrated about the whole breakdown.
I understand. I'll give you a call back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have to keep doing this because you keep running through the house and you're making the road go up. I ask you to stop doing this, please.